Or they threw horseshoes in the ring, I see them throwing the same thing.
No special names for that game,
mm-mm. No? Not that I know nothing about.
Uh-huh. What about the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on?
That's his hoof.
Uh-huh. And in all, a horse has four.
Four foots and four hoofs, four legs.
Uh-huh. And the female horse is called the...
Well, after you mark him, he's called a stallion.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you mark him, he's called a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about the female? She's the...
She's a filly. She's just a filly.
Uh-huh.
I believe that she have a colt and then you call her a filly, or a horse, or a mare.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And what people raise sheep for is...
Is to grow wool. People uh-huh. raise sheep to grow wool, have them clipped and sell the wool.
Them too. Some folks like
the meat. Yeah, some folks like the meat.
Uh-huh. What do you call the male sheep? He's the...
Nah, you're getting sort of out of my line, but a male sheep is called a... Well, I don't know. I know the name, but I don't know. Ram.
Huh?
A ram.
Lamb.
Ram.
Lamb.
A ram.
What about the female? She's the...
A sheep, that's all I know.
Uh-huh. What about hogs? When they're first born, you call them...
Peas.
And then when they get a little older, they're...
Shoats.
About what size is a shoat?
A shoat, anywhere from 75 pounds on, 50 pounds on up, he's a shoat.
Mm-hmm. Then if he's a male, he's a...
He's a stock hog, a male.
Any other name?
Nothing until they mark when he changes, he's a barrel, yeah.
Uh-huh. What about the female? She's a...
She's a gilt, or... Does she get up to, big enough to have a litter of pigs, and then... She turned to be a sow.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just a gilt on the thing. Had no peas.
Uh-huh. What about the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back? You call those the... Yeah.
It's nothing but hair on a hog. That's all I know about that is hair on a hog. They don't say...
When these angry, they come up. You call those the...
Bristles.
Uh-huh. And the big teeth?
Churches.
And you know a hog that's grown up wild, you call him a...
Wild hog?
Uh-huh. What about those hogs that are skinny and they got the long snouts?
Pinewood rooters.
Uh-huh.
They're pinewood rooters. Pinewood rooters, they call them.
Uh-huh. Mm. Are they good to eat?
They're good to eat if you ever get one big enough, fat enough to eat. I guess they'd be about 3 years or 4, 5, 6 years old before they get big enough to eat.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you'd say you'd have to go feed the...
Had to go feed my stock up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What about hens and turkeys and geese? You'd say you had to go feed the...
I had to go feed up my... Chickens and things, ducks and things, poultry. We never did have a poultry yard, but if somebody had a poultry yard, they'd say they'd go and feed the poultry yard.
Uh-huh. A hen on a nest of eggs, you'd call her a...
Sitting. She's sitting.
Uh-huh.
Like eggs.
When it's time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it's...
Time for me to go feed up my... Stock. I go feed up my horses and cows. I go feed my hogs.
Uh-huh. Did you call that chore time or fodder time or feeding time or?
Well, you have mostly a certain time, feeding time, early in the morning, late in the evening.